What Will Your Legacy Be? Written by Debbie Holloway, read by Liz Canoy. One of the most spiritually provocative songs I've ever heard is called War Sweater by the band Wakey Wakey. New York is dangerous, littered with thieves. We've no morals here, we just do as we please, sings the narrator in the opening lines. He continues, but I don't want to go home where they all stare at me, because I'm tattooed and fired up, drunk and obscene. I'm sure many of us can picture a similar wayward family member or friend. But why exactly does this narrator feel so uncomfortable with this scrutiny? He explains in the following chorus. You wear your religion like a war sweater. You ask for the truth, but you know you could do so much better. And you sat on your fences and you've screamed no retreat. So what will your legacy be? Every time the singer repeats that phrase, what will your legacy be, I get knots in my stomach. Because I know my actions and my words will create whatever legacy I leave behind. Reputations are not created by beliefs. Rather, they come about by observed behavior. No one will remember me simply for getting all my doctrine right or wrong. They will remember, though, if I wear my religion like a war sweater. If I thrash my faith about like a flag and scream in the faces of unbelievers. Sadly, many Christians have created such legacies for themselves. Emperor Constantine created the legacy of Christianity's ties to the government. The Crusaders connected Christianity with war. Even today, there are self-professing Christians who stand on the street corners and picket funerals wearing their religion like a war sweater. But my faith, my religion, informs me of something better. My religion tells me to do what the word says, not merely listen to it. My religion does not allow me to sit on a pedestal and judge. It says to serve one another in love. My religion tells me that salvation cannot come through pride. My religion does not stand for violently demanding all people bow to my standards. Rather, it tells me that, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. From Romans 12:18. So take a look at the words you speak, at the people you mock, at the bumper stickers adorning your car. Are you wearing your religion like a war sweater? What will your legacy be? Intersecting faith and life. When confronted with a hard situation today, see how you can leave a legacy of Christ's love. For further reading, please check out Matthew 5:9, John 16:33, and 2 Corinthians 2:11.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.